From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's surprise joint announcement with Chinese President Xi Jinping to curb carbon emissions is not finding fans among Republicans, who will soon take full control of Congress. As NPR's Esfi Date reports, Majority Leader-to-be Mitch McConnell blasted the deal as one-sided and bad for the American economy.
McConnell has long argued against limits on carbon emissions as harmful to his coal-mining home state of Kentucky. At a coffee with newly elected Republican senators, McConnell criticized the deal that would require reduced U.S. emissions by 2025, but would not cap Chinese carbon output until 2030.
I was particularly distressed by the deal. Apparently, he's reached with the Chinese on his current trip, which, as I read the agreement, requires the Chinese to do nothing at all for 16 years, while these carbon emission regulations are creating havoc in my state and other states.
House Speaker John Boehner issued a statement against what he called the job-crushing policies of Obama's White House. Esfi Date, NPR News, Washington.
The National Transportation Safety Board is releasing new details about the October 31st crash of the Virgin Galactic spaceship in the Mojave Desert. NPR's David Shaper reports the surviving pilot told investigators he did not know his co-pilot had prematurely unlocked the vehicle's reentry braking system.
The NTSB says the surviving pilot was thrown from the rocket-propelled vehicle as it broke apart at 50,000 feet, and that he was then able to unbuckle himself from his seat sometime before his parachute deployed automatically. 43-year-old pilot Peter Siebold also told investigators he was unaware his co-pilot Mike Alsbury, who was killed in the crash, had unlocked Spaceship Two's unique feather braking system. Investigators say in-flight video shows the co-pilot unlocking that system before reaching the proper speed. The vehicle begins disintegrating then 2 or 3 seconds later. Spaceship Two is designed to fly tourists to the edge of space. The NTSB investigation could take a year to complete. David Shaper, NPR News.
A history-making landing for a European space probe that touched down today on the icy, dusty surface of a comet hundreds of millions of miles from Earth. European Space Agency controllers sweated through a 7-hour countdown that began when the lander was deployed by the agency's Rosetta space probe as it hurtled toward the comet at a speed of 41,000 miles an hour. But European Space Agency Director General Jean-Jacques Dourdain says in the end the mission was a success.
This is a big step for human civilization. And because this is science, scientist, knowledge, and that this is certainly terrestrial intelligence.
Decade-long mission to get the probe to its destinations aimed at further studying comets to learn more about the origins of the celestial bodies. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2 points. The Nasdaq closed up 14 points. This is NPR. Top officials in St. Louis are continuing to appeal for calm once a grand jury looking at the police shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old issues its decision, the case centering on whether or not a white police officer should be indicted in the shooting of Michael Brown, who is black. The shooting sets up protests, of some of which turned violent. At a joint news conference today, St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley and St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay said protesters' rights will be respected, but looting or other violence will not be tolerated. An ailing Serbian ultra-nationalist on trial at the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague has been temporarily released to seek medical treatment in Serbia. NPR Sylvia Pajoli reports the radical politician surrendered to the tribunal in 2003.
60-year-old Vojislav Šešelj is accused of murder, torture, and other crimes during the wars that broke up Yugoslavia in the 1990s. He's suffering from colon cancer that has spread to his liver. He was released on condition that he not meet victims or witnesses and return to the tribunal if summoned by judges. Šešelj's trial began in 2007 and was repeatedly delayed by the defendant's obstruction and disputes among the judges. His 11 years in The Hague have embarrassed the tribunal. The judges decided to allow him to await the verdict in Serbia in order to avoid the worst-case scenario. In 2006, Serbian strongman Slobodo Milosevic died in The Hague 4 years into his trial. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News.
Even though winter is officially more than a month away on the calendar, it is looking pretty wintry in various parts of the West and Midwest. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, residents are already buried under 3 feet of snow, with more snow forecast through the weekend. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.